FM.com.
Are you looking for a new way to put your skills to work?
I am.
Explore new options in the fintech industry.
Finance.
At Currency, a Sand Hills global company, they have full-time spots in financial sales, compliance, operations, and other fields. Also, 4.5-day work week, attractive benefits package, and opportunities for advancement. Visit gocurrency.com/careers to learn more today.
GoCarson.com.
Might as well. We should make that the second website. GoCarson.com.
That would be a nice little website. That would be nice. Uh-huh. Something happened like that. Who did we talk about that would be that Farley might be?
No, we're not doing this.
I think that would be inappropriate.
It's okay.
Bill, let's so contemplate
we had,
that.
We had before. A conversation off the air. Yeah. Keep it off the
I
air.
I know All we right. did that. We All did that right. earlier with Trix, this yeah. thing, and we're doing it again.
Yeah,
we don't want to make a habit of that.
Pushed it down the
I mean, I think it's a funny topic. Yeah. I just don't know if it would play well.
We're not sure if it's real. Yeah.
With the diocese.
Dude, there's your hint. There's your tea.
There's your
with
tea.
Farley. All right, on that note, right. It's time for a Thursday edition of Bill's Thrills. Here we go.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom
yes.
bonanza.
Oh, yeah.
Is this going to be a bonanza?
Right. Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him Coach. But to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. You see, I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break.
As always, Bill's Thrills, sponsored by our friends at Dinert Contracting.
Randy!
The king of remodels for your kitchen, yeah. bathrooms, whole house, and more. Please call or text Randy at 402-417-5204. 402-417-5204. Dinert Contracting.
I tell you what, if you're out there, guys, if you're out there at Sandy Point, Big Sandy, all those places, and you want to stop this barrage of sand,
which Haman
call
speaks about.
Randy's, I mean, Haman described it as the Sahara Desert. Just yeah,
no, like the Dust Bowl days.
Just, yeah, rash is out
like,
there.
It was like it was Oklahoma in 1946 or something. And he just talked about people getting rashes from all the sand. If he basically said, if you leave for a month, couple of months, you'll come back with a drift of sand in your kitchen.
If you need four blowers.
Yes, four blowers to keep the sand. He has four of them, and one's of them he has to strap. He has to strap on. Has like a deal to wear it.
Yeah, right.
And so if you don't want that
Very
in your
heavy.
House,
what
call
do you do?
Randy. Call Randy. He'll secure your house. Yes.
He has ideas.
Yeah.
Innovative.
So sand doesn't get in.
Yes, exactly. Not so she's not going to walk around your house just and guard it all night, but... But Haman described it as
a security
if, yeah.
guy here. He's,
yeah, so if you
the
want
to contractor,
yeah, he'll secure it in the sense that sand won't be able to
get
yeah,
it.
Seep
as
through.
Haman described it, though, people are getting hit so hard they have rashes all
that's,
over the
that's
place.
That's what Rick did say.
Yeah. Sand rash.
Everybody has super loud blowers. It just sounds so appealing.
Appealing. Just what? All day long and all night long.
This house cost me how much?
Because some people come home. Yeah. So if you guys want to spend $3 million, head out there. Get yourself a house and fill it full of sand.
Blower's
yeah.
going.
Yeah, blower's going.
No, TV's not working. I think the sand got in.
I mean, I'm telling you right now, if I go to watch TV, I'm going to watch game 6 of the NBA finals. Oh, can't.
Nope.
This TV's full of sand. So get a hold of Randy. He's your one chance. Thank you.
Is this a cool parenting tip?
Cool
Thursday,
parenting
Bill.
Tip, and I think this will Jake, I think it might hit you a
I
little
hope so.
Bit. I know it's going to be sipping because it kind of goes back to better times if you guys are okay with that.
I want, yes.
It kind of hit me yesterday. I was talking to the ambassador of energy in town, the ambassador of energy, which is Bruce Dahl.
Oh, God. That who's is, that? Who's that?
Bruce Dahl is
no, Bruce
Swim's
Dahl.
Fiance's dad. It's Swim's fiance's
I'm sure
dad.
Swim will love
yeah.
that.
Yes, that's Bruce
Dahl.
Yeah, great guy. But we're just talking
Swim's
about
getting married.
We're talking about some other things that were just in life, you know. And then it hit me. I got that. Locate a lot. It's your spot. Teach your kids, like me and Sip had, and I'm sure Jake too, when you located a lot, so any lot was your lot. Meaning if you found an empty
Absolutely.
Lot, there was no one. It yep. didn't matter who
yep.
owned it.
Yep.
Nothing, it was fair game. For any game that was going on, there's no chance that someone's going to come out of there and go, that's my lot. No, not if there's a game going on,
no.
A football game, kickball, whatever's going on. Your lot, when it's empty, is available to all.
Oh.
Available to all. Now, all of a sudden, a bunch of 40-year-olds setting up, not so fast.
A little weird.
But if you're a youth, just know, anytime you spot a lot, it's like, no, that's where should we meet at? I mean, think of the lots. I remember one right behind Brett Wall's house.
Brett Wall
is it was more like playing arena ball. It wasn't a huge lot. We played football there. Mm-hmm. You don't want to play football with a bunch of fifth graders on a full football field. That's too much.
No.
You want a smaller lot.
Generally, no.
This lot was beautiful. Out of bounds was the bushes behind Wall's house. And then there's kind of a general area. You could always, and remember how you'd walk it off like, what's out of bounds? Well, it's right here.
Right.
It's right here. Where the gutter ends right here to this, that's out of bounds on this side.
There could be disputes because they're indefinite.
Yeah, it was disputes.
You were out of bounds. No.
Jake, did you have a lot?
Oh, yeah. I go back to Iowa for this one, actually.
Okay.
Yeah.
Your roots. Where you're from.
Built the new house, and next door, they're about to build a new house.
Right.
And they had took all the dirt out. It's a massive pile of dirt, but it took forever to actually build it. So I was over there all the time, kicking the ball, running up and down the dirt piles. That was my lot.
Kicking the ball.
And we also would play some soccer over there too. Before the house was actually built.
Was it
this is like 1997.
Was there a flat area?
Yes, there was a flat area behind that.
But a dirt pile, again, if there's a dirt pile on an empty lot, that's your dirt.
Oh, that's so much
you
fun.
You build whatever you want to do.
Go up down
there. That. Oh yeah.
Trucks dirt clod fight?
Yeah. Dirt clods are amazing. Dirt. How about you knew when you found the one just the right size?
I put one in Great Check's eyes and I got in big trouble.
Yeah, big trouble.
Hit him in the eye and it was there's three Great Check boys. I can't remember the name of the one I hit, but I hit him in the eye, and he wore a patch for some time.
Yeah, I hope that's the patch came off.
He's not real. They were great people.
He almost took his eye out.
Great Checks were great friends, and they didn't. It wasn't. Yeah. There weren't.
You think he's forgiven you?
Yes.
Okay.
Anyway, Bill, that's a great one. Everybody.
Do you have a lot?
Oh, there's a lot.
Oh, yeah, right. When we moved to Columbus, the right next to the house was not developed yet. There's just a lot. And yeah, we played in that lot all the time. Then there was a house that was built. We had to move to find other lots, but it was not a problem. Yeah, we had a lot right by our house. Now, I'm talking 5 to 8 years old, though. Like, I was 5 to 8.
That's the perfect time to have a lot.
That's the perfect
time.
When
you
want
a
lot.
We played in that lot all the time.
Anything from the Breakers, Jake?
From the text line, let's see. OG Breaker says, I hit a golf ball out of a dugout basement growing up right into the neighbor's window.
Yeah, see?
Wait a second. A dugout basement.
They're starting to build a house. They dug out the basement.
Exactly.
He's down there jacking around.
Exactly.
That's what you should be doing. Thank you.
Sanderson says, whoever Bruce Dahl is, I feel for him. Must be about the swim conversation.
About the swim conversation. Yep. He is the ambassador of energy.
That's a big deal.
Energy in the entire state. If you need energy, the people just call Bruce. Yeah.
Ben says, we had a lot going on in the lot by my house for sure. Football, soccer.
Kickball?
We played kickball.
Yeah,
we had bases.
We had bases.
We had little orange, not little, just orange
the
standard
the flat
bases.
Ones that, I can see them right now.
Yep.
The one in Beatrice across the street, I thought I could be a kicker when I was a kid. I could
you
not be you, a kicker. I could not kick very
well.
You would
kick the football.
Well, I went, we got a tee. And,
Jake got a tee.
And I realized at a young age that I was not born to be a kicker.
That was your path you felt to the NFL.
Thought so.
Yes.
And
I'm surprised you couldn't do it.
Yeah,
I just it didn't look right. I kept chunking, kept hitting behind the ball. I couldn't get clean
contact. Need a little bit of coaching, I think. Have some athleticism.
I could use some coaching.
I'll work you through some things. I'll get some YouTube videos.
That would be.
We'll see if Jake can make a field goal.
Here's
an extra point.
I need Seth here too, because me and Seth had just a hell of a time in college at the Cook Pavilion. We could not make it like a 20-yard kick. It was horrible.
Really?
I think we have the leg to get it there. Our fundamentals were just terrible.
So you and Seth would head over to the indoor.
In college? All the time. Oh yeah. We had free time freshman sophomore year. Oh my god. We'd go twice a week to the Cook. Throw the ball around.
Throw the ball around.
Oh yeah,
we'd run routes
for an hour.
And then
100%.
A few years later, Seth's doing play-by-play radio in the girls' basketball tournament.
Having a beer before the game.
Drinking beers before the game before we went on
air. Getting loosened up.
This is interesting. I want to hear some more. Yeah, I want to hear
some more here. Growing up in Stromsburg, we had an open field.
The Berg.
Multiple lots. We rode.
People can relate to this.
We rode dirt bikes, played baseball, and wore dirt clods, made great hand grenades. As planes
mean. They're dangerous.
Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. You've got weight loss goals, but hitting them is another story. Enter Weight Loss by Hims. It's designed to support you in losing the weight and keeping it off. And Hims now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. Through Hims, everything happens online. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door, no insurance necessary, and it doesn't stop there. Hims makes hitting your goals seamless by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and an in-app lifestyle and nutrition support like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Ready to reach your goals? Visit hims.com/earlybreak to get a personalized, affordable plan that gets you. That's hims.com/earlybreak. hims.com/earlybreak. Weight Loss by Hims is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit hims.com. You're listening to this podcast, so I know you've got a curious mind. Here's a helpful fact you might not know yet. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save over $900 on average. Pop over to progressive.com, answer some questions, and you'll get a quick quote with discounts that are easy to come by. In fact, 99% of their auto customers earn at least one discount. Visit progressive.com and see if you can enjoy a little cash back. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $946 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2024 and May 2025. Potential savings will vary.
Dirt clod.
Stromsburg.
As you learn with the guy at the Patents.
Is this Tim Beebe chiming in from Stromsburg? I wonder. Hall of Famer at Westland.
Tim Graycheck. It was Tim Graycheck.
That you hit with the clod?
Yeah, it was Tim. It was the youngest boy.
Can I address something on air that I think needs to be cleared up for my sake here? There was quite a clod incident at Nebraska Westland. Remember the aerators, and they'd aerate those cylinder-sized clods about this long,
yeah,
right?
I know exactly what you're talking about.
So they aerated the fields Thursday practice, and we're all kind of, and it's during special teams at the end of practice, and those clods are everywhere. And if you throw them and you hit someone with their helmet on with those right there, it rings pretty loud. So we thought that was somewhat humorous.
That's
this
funny.
Is going on Thursday before we play Midland. Well, they're running a deal, and Ron Altman has the ball, and he's running down the field, down the sideline right there. All of a sudden, clod is thrown. Hits Ron in the eye, drops like a sack of wheat, which is not good.
Not good. No,
not
no.
good. Orson, not happy.
Coach Orson?
Orson Christensen.
Oh, Orson
somehow
Christensen.
I got tagged that I did not throw it. Kevin Warner threw it. So he has no Warner threw that. And I wonder if that's the reason I'm not taken seriously about getting guests right into the Hall of Fame.
Maybe.
Because of the clod incident.
The
it was not me. Incident. It was Kevin Warren.
This was happening during practice.
During practice.
Somebody threw a clod during practice.
And dropped Ron Altman from Philly, Nebraska. Really good player. Ron's a really good player.
Threw his face mask.
Threw his face mask. He had, threw his face. At practice.
That's kind of
college.
Funny.
This is in college.
Admit, it's kind of funny.
Because, Jake, this is in
and
college.
And Bush over there.
Dropped him.
Throwing clods. Who's the one idiot that would do it? It would be Bush.
It's got to be Bill.
It's got to be Bill who threw it. And it wasn't. It was Kevin Warner.
Very surprising that the clod incident would happen during practice.
It did. It was a little different. That was in the NIAC in the 80s.
It's different.
Things were different.
But
anyway,
I don't think we should. We're not necessarily encouraging throwing clods at people.
No.
Growing up in Shelby, we had one we always did kickball on, sometimes football behind one of the gas stations. We had a bike track with jumps and everything. It was awesome.
What great. A lot.
Yep, that's good.
Everyone we're talking to right now can name the lot.
Yep. We have a lot.
They know the lot that they went to.
In every town you lived in.
And we had multiple lots.
There was multiple lots.
Yeah.
But the one that was very interesting is the dirt track.
Yep.
That's very
behind
interesting.
The gas station.
Yeah, there'd be a lot of dirt track, a lot of bike riding. BMX. Yeah, that was a big... Anything else, Jake?
One more. Joe from YouTube says, building our house in Ord, we had a dirt pile in our front yard. I started a dirt clod fight with my dad, and he warned me he wouldn't hold back. He sniped me in the ear from about 30 yards away.
Hey, he warned him.
Dirt clod.
He did warn him.
Oh. The headline one more time, Bill.
Be glad to. Locate a lot. It's your spot.
Yep.
There's no ownership.
That's a good one.
Yep.
That is Bill's Thrill, sponsored by a friend
think of those?
At Dinert Contracting. It is time to play The Game Show. Give us a call right now at 464-568-5. Your chance to win a business box of bagels to Bagels and Joe. The record this week is 1-2. Trying to get back to, 500 before tomorrow's Film Friday, of course. Today is a throwback Thursday. We're going back to the year 1982 in sports and life.
Okay.
Trivia and music.
We were in high school. We were both engaged.
That was better times.
We were engaged
1982.
We have a chance at this.
I hadn't dropped out of life yet.
No.
If you think you know your 1982 life, sports, music, trivia, please call us 464-5685. Shut up, Zip. We'll start.
We should know some of these.
No.
We've all been there.
We should.
You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Zipple!"
No, sorry. I'm sorry.
Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Zipple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut up, Zipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
The Lions were jacked yesterday for Nebraska County trivia. Today, we have a line open for you for 1982. Don't be scared. If you think you know your 1982
life trivia. If it was 82 NFL starters, don't call in.
It is not.
We'll just win.
NFL questions today.
Oh.
We actually only have one sports question today on the docket.
82. So you were in what grade?
I was involved during that time. I was in high school, and
I was a sophomore or freshman.
You guys were both in high school.
Yes, we're both in high school.
So I was still reading the paper at that point.
Yes, reading the paper was a thing of beauty. Who did
we get? We have Trent. How do you feel about 1982 trivia today?
Morning, guys. Fair.
Okay. Fair. His voice sounds good. Trent, where are you calling from?
I'm heading up from Beatrice to work in Lincoln.
That's nice. City. That. Is there anyone during your drive that you could text or call? Why don't you text him while you're driving or call to build a breaker to get one more person to listen to the show?
Absolutely. Spread the word every day. Listen every morning.
All right,
Trent.
Day.
Jeez, Trent.
That's a good man right there.
Thank you.
Trent.
Is this the first time you've called for the show?
No, we've played a few times over the years.
Okay. Awesome.
It's been a while.
You guys have been
though.
Going for 12 years.
It's been a while. Yeah. Almost 12.
Yep.
10.
Yeah.
Thank you for calling.
I think we missed the anniversary, actually, of 10 years. That was last week. My bad.
We'll
honor that. We'll do that next week. All right, Trent, first question to you. Bill, Lifeline for Zipper, one question. Trent, what 1982 movie had the famous quote, "They're here"?
Oh. I've heard it, but it's not coming to me. Darn it. They're here.
Got it.
Yeah. E.T. I know that's not right, but E.T.
E.T. is the guess. No.
Oh, that was it.
No, it's not E.T.
Say it again, Jake.
What 1982 movie had the famous quote, "They're here"?
Don't do it. Don't.
No.
Don't know it.
No,
don't
do it. We're not living.
We're 1-2.
We're not living.
That would be Poltergeist, the movie.
Yeah.
Poltergeist.
I thought it was E.T. I thought he nailed it.
Well, E.T. is E.T. Phone Home is the famous quote from that movie. Yeah,
we still should have known that.
All right, 0-0 tie, Zip. Bills in place. First question. What team did Penn State beat in the national championship for the 1982 college football season?
I think I know it. It's in the Sugar Bowl.
Well, yeah. Now, you can take this because we have to have a...
You won't go negative if you get it wrong.
Yeah, because I was thinking...
The question is, do I want to use you in this? That's the question.
You got 5 seconds to decide.
I feel solid. I don't feel a hundo. Alabama?
It's okay.
Don't tell me. I know who it was.
Wait, it's not Alabama. Do you want that, Trent? Do you want to pass?
That's a good guess.
Yeah, I'm going to pass on that one.
What was your second guess, Bill?
Georgia?
It was Georgia. That was guess two. So you don't lose a point, but Bill is out now, so it's just you versus Trent. Trent for the lead. Last question. What band sang the 1982 song Abracadabra?
For crying out loud.
I got it.
Don't sing it.
He just got it. He can hear it.
Yeah,
he didn't get it right yet, but he was singing the song. Trent was. Trent, 5 seconds.
I got it.
Yeah.
Five. Four.
Blondie.
No.
Okay, we're in business.
Okay.
I'm 100% on this, and we like this guy. Steve Miller.
Brilliant. second.
That is correct. 1-0 lead.
Thank you, Steve. Why did I not say Georgia first?
It's okay.
It's okay.
This is for the win. Billy cannot help you, but I think you'll get this right, Zip, for the win. What band sang the 1982 song Centerfold?
Oh, Jake Giles.
Yes.
Brilliant.
And that is back to 500 on the week for you guys.
Thank you for calling in. Driving up. Do you drive from Beatrice every day?
Yeah, 6 days a week. I'm co-workers with my buddy Kenny Wilhite that's on the show on Tuesday.
Stop it.
Kenny.
Kenny Wilhite.
Yep.
Also in 19. Yes.
Yes.
Also a number 19. I know where you're working at then. You're selling some cars, aren't you?
We're selling some cars.
You're moving metal. You're moving metal.
And
darn right you are. Odd. Kenny's a treat. He was my roommate down in New Mexico. New Mexico State.
I heard you talking about his racquetball, so I just heard that he was a good racquetball player. He looked me in the eyes and said, yeah, I am.
He's proud of it.
He is very proud of his racquetball.
He plays it. He also, he came from, from East St. Louis and via junior college where he was an option quarterback. And I will say this, Kenny was a remarkable player, but he's a tough dude. Yeah. There was no problem with corner run fits. It wasn't like, well, I'm a cover corner.
He put his face in the fan.
Put his face in the fan, yes.
Trent, thanks for trying today. We'll get you a bagel and coffee. Calling down the road.
All right. You guys have a good day.
All right. Yeah, you too.
What a drive he makes, though. He's going through Cortland
every day. It was windy for sure, yeah.
Maybe Trent, he's on a motorcycle.
Highway 77.
Thing of beauty.
Drove it many, 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 many times.
God dang. Those were layups, the songs. Those were layups.
Jay Giles. Can't believe it. I can see the game is in the Sugar Bowl, is in the Astrodome, not Astrodome, but in the Superdome.
Yeah,
I can see the game. Alabama, and then it's Georgia, and then, I made it there.
Second guess. You guys still won. 2-2 in the week. Still a chance at a winning week tomorrow. Hour 3 is next on Early Break in the Ticket.